Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt. Today's episode is about silence or practicing the pause. Susan, I recently was in a conversation with someone and I realized how I was intentionally pausing so that I could create space for the other person to really gather and collect their thoughts. And I was thinking about how important that strategy is when we are really wanting to have a positive interaction with someone or to have positive influence. I'm curious, what are your thoughts about silence or practicing the pause?
Well, if you don't like silence, it's not a good thing because people want to jump in and rescue the person that was asked the question or fill that space. But we know that in a classroom, especially, that 3-second pause, that wait time is critical. It gives every learner that opportunity to think, reflect, and actually helps people and young ones, old ones, whoever, to really begin to think more deeply and give the student or the adult who needs a little bit more processing time to process what they're hearing or what they're being asked. The other thing is we forget how uncomfortable silence is. And so I think in today's world, how often do you sit without some noise in your background or some conversation that you're hearing in the background or the TV, the radio, whatever? And I think what's super hard is it's not normal to hear silence. And so when a presenter poses a question or when a teacher poses a question or you're in a staff meeting, that pause and holding space for it is difficult. In fact, I know as a presenter, I'll often say things like, and this is known as wait time, and I will wait. Because if you simply pause long enough, people will jump in, right? They want to respond, but you always have that person that has the answer right away. And it kind of turns off the other thinkers. So the power of silence, the power of the pause makes for better learning and retention for everyone because you're not immediately calling on someone to answer. You're not immediately acknowledging the answer. And so that silence is a powerful tool.
Yeah, as you were talking, I was thinking about you were talking about how we don't spend much time in silence where we constantly have some noise or some gadget or something that's constantly feeding our brain. And I recently heard the term that was called popcorn brain that we've developed as a society, popcorn brain. And we go down every rabbit hole and we always have a gadget. Like we don't know how to stand in the grocery line without pulling out our cell phone. Some people don't know how to even be at a red light without pulling out their cell phone. We've just developed this brain that doesn't know how to just sit and be with. And I think that's a powerful, powerful thing for us to be aware of. I was also thinking about, as you were talking, about how sometimes I've recently been thinking much more about how I have begun to really notice, and for anybody who knows me, it's no surprise to them, but I've had an increased awareness about how I talk to think. I'm a verbal processor. I talk things out a lot. And, you know, there's people in my world who are not verbal processors. They think to talk. So I talk to think and they think to talk. And if I'm not mindful about creating the space for them to have airtime, I'll accidentally dominate and not intentionally, but I will take over. So I've learned that there are certain people in certain relationships that I have to shut up and create a space for them to be able to interject because they're never going to elbow me out of the way to be able to create the pause for themselves. So I think that's another thing to be really mindful of is that there's so much brilliance in everybody's brain. And if those of us who talk to think don't pause, then we don't ever get to hear the brilliance that they get to put on the table to mix in with all of this other stuff. I think the last thing that I really was thinking about as you were talking is that there is something really therapeutic. I remember early in my training for counseling and mental health that they would talk about how people do become really uncomfortable with the pause, and the more uncomfortable they become, the more likely they are to say something. And so that for me, there's a therapeuticness in not therapy, but a therapeuticness around really just being comfortable with that quiet and allowing the other person to sit with their own thoughts and thinking, and knowing that you just trust that when they become uncomfortable enough, they will most likely break the pause and they will have something really, really powerful and beautiful to say. And it just wouldn't have been the same if we hadn't created the space for them to share.
So silence truly is golden.
Yes.
All right. Love that. So your challenge is the next time you're feeling like you want to fill the space, count to five, count to 10, and give more opportunities for someone else to reply before you fill the space again and see how that feels.
Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this, and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.